You're listening to the Brooklyn Power Trip.
Do baby, it's your boys Monty RJ. You know what I'm saying? It's a midweek, and you know what I'm saying? I fucking found out I had the day off. Hit my boy up, RJ. I was like, "What it do, my boy? You free?" yeah, midweek Brooklyn Power Trip. You already know, and I was telling him until I didn't realize we weren't recording. So sorry about that. We had a whole full-on conversation. I looked, I'm like, that motherfucker wasn't even recording, Jesus. But I was telling him that Raw hit 1.9 million views. That's not too bad, considering it was like at the low. It was doing pretty low numbers, so it's shocking, but it flew by for some reason. For Raw, it's really crazy how much time flew. And I feel like they had some good shit. You want to like get into it for Raw?
Let's get into it.
All right, bet. So CM Punk came out and had like this heartful promo, and yeah. He's turned himself into quite a baby face, I would say. It was just, he's compelling in a way. I guess it's the way he pauses. Like, he knows exactly how to do when to do it when he's doing a promo. And, it would felt heartfelt. And then, what do you know? Drew McIntyre comes out and... Oh, he's such a dickhead, bro. But it was so funny. Drew McIntyre said that. he came off heartfelt at first. And then he just was like, I prayed for this to happen.
I slept like a baby. I prayed like this.
Yo, I was like, son, he's a hater. Oh my God. Fucking hate him, bro. But that shit was so funny. He came off perfect. It was perfect, bro. Yep. And looks like they're already set up CM Punk's fucking first matchup. Yeah, coming back. And I was seeing people saying like, "Is this injury for real?" I'm like, I'm pretty sure it's for real. Like, yeah, I don't think this is no story. Yeah, he's gonna miss the mania.
The reason why people were asking if it's you know, legit or not is because of the fact they had Drew McIntyre attack him and stomp on it or whatnot. But it's like Cody's torn pec. You can't do no more harm to it. So they just used it as a storyline.
That's exactly right.
And CM Punk made Drew McIntyre look like the biggest dick of all time. So, I mean, mission accomplished.
Yeah. So, yeah. It worked out for Drew McIntyre more, and it's just, I'm loving this heel work. I feel like I seen you tweet something yesterday and I laughed my ass off, but I was like, but this nigga right though, like you were like bring out the goddamn contract right now. Like, you right, like, he's sign him. I don't even know if you want him to beat fucking Drew. I mean, well, I'm bugging. I don't even know if you want him to beat Gunther. I don't know what you want him to do, but give him something. I feel like he's putting in the work into the character. Like, we know Drew McIntyre is going to ball out for a match.
Yeah, that's already an established fact. We know that already.
Yeah, facts. I feel like I can enjoy a Drew McIntyre match anytime because he be balling. But the work he's putting into, like, the character, it's just, it's impressive. And it's he's a heel, but, like, I be agreeing with him majority of the times when he's cutting the promo. And sometimes you don't really be getting that from the heels, you know? You get the conniving, jealous, you know, such and such type of heel. And I feel like he's bringing a new flavor to, like, being a heel, where you can get the crowd to agree with you.
Yeah, it's just that he's going about handling his business the wrong way in the eyes of many people who think he's bad, so. And that's it. That's all there is to it. And that's, I mean, you can't get no more.
Yo?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, what happened? What'd you say? I didn't hear you.
No, I said that it's textbook stuff, but with a twist on it, you know? Drew McIntyre is going out there and he's a bad guy with a piece of sympathy because he was screwed over and stuff like that in the past, but he's just going about it the wrong way. So
I think it was cool. That was nice. Did they have the first filler after that? No, did they? No, I'm bugging. It was the tag team matchup. It was the Undisputed Tag Team Championship match between DIY and Judgment Day, if I'm not mistaken. It was right after that.
Yeah, Ciampa and Gargano cutting the promo.
Yeah, they did.
For the match, I like that.
Right, the walk and talk promos. Yeah, I think those are pretty cool. They did that. Them, I've never seen nobody do that. I've seen a couple, but they do it pretty good.
Yeah, Ciampa's a good talker, you know. And Gargano, he's getting up there, you know. I don't mind Gargano either, as a promo. Yeah. But yeah, I thought that was a good promo. And they went on to have the match, and I thought the match was fantastic. I thought it was a fantastic tag team match. I thought that DIY looked good.
Yeah, it was pretty good. It was a pretty good match.
I thought they looked good. The double submission. And I just got to say that Samantha Irvin was looking damn good, too. And that goddamn silk dress she was wearing. My God. Woo! Woman! Ricochet, Ricochet, you a lucky motherfucker. But nah, this match was great, man. They were balling.
It was all four of them. It was pretty good. Once they hit their tag team finish on Finn, everybody was like, "Oh my god!" I was scared. I thought, "Oh my god, that's it. They lost the belt, so it's over." And fucking Damian Priest came out of nowhere. I'm just like, "God damn, your big ass!"
Nah, right. He killed Ciampa with the Razor's Edge and Balor got the coup de grace.
I like that shit. He Razor Edged him perfectly into place and then boom. I was like, oh my god, you took two finishes for the price of one. Yeah, you should be done.
I hope that's in the game. I hope this is WWE 2K24.
Yo, yeah, right? That shit? Oh, absolutely. I hope so too. That shit was fire. They did two finishes for the price of one. You should not get up.
You should not. And yeah, I thought the match was great. I said the match was great. I thought the match was really good.
I agree with you, bro. I was really, really impressed with this match. And guess what, people? Guess what? Whether you like them or not, talk shit about their size, whatever, whatnot. Right, bro?
Yeah.
Guess what? They were getting cheered the fuck on. Yes, Monday. OD. They got several DIY chants throughout the entire match. I'm talking several. I've heard it. Like, different startup chants coming out of nowhere. Like, the whole match. Because they had a pretty lengthy tag team match. I'm not going to hold you.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was pretty lengthy. So, Yeah, man. Y'all can say what y'all want, but they getting themselves over week by week. And I think I'm gonna give it too much credit, but those promos definitely helped them. Definitely. Yeah. Definitely. I feel like it definitely helps them. But when
when you go out there and you talk to the audience, you have a better chance of getting over.
Yeah.
So yeah, there you go. And then after the match, Just Dome and Dominic came down to celebrate. Damian Priest grabbed the mic and he brought out R-Truth, told him to join him in the ring. R-Truth hit him with the line, "All rise for Judgment Day."
He's like, "You don't do it right anyways." And then the funniest part when he said, "You're like an older brother than me." Priest looked at him and was like, "You're older than me."
"You're older than me."
I was weak, son. I'm like, yo, R-Truth is dead ass stupid, but this shit is so funny, bro. Shout out to R-Truth.
So apparently R-Truth can finance taxes. He can, he can do all that crazy stuff, liquidate accusations and all that kind of stuff. And so R-Truth is just the jack of all trades, apparently.
Yeah, man.
He called Damian Priest's older brother, Finn Balor, a weird uncle. Went on to question what could be said about Tom and Nick. And Dominic just gets booed. He just gets booed. And then since JD is like the stepbrother that nobody wants in the family, and everybody booed. So Damian Priest is like, Judgment Day is a big family, but you've never been a part of the family. And he always liked him. He's a funny guy. And he's not going to be the one to do this. And Priest calls Dominic. But instead, Just Don't blast R-Truth from the behind and starts whooping his ass.
he was ODing on him.
JD needed to do that. JD, they've been making JD look like a fool the last couple of months.
Yeah.
I just found that booking confusing, man. That they went through all that trouble to make him a part of Judgment Day, only to have him immediately look like a goofball. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
I just hated that. So that was good. He beat the shit out of R-Truth. Damian Priest didn't touch him. Damian Priest didn't touch him not one time.
Nope.
He only got physical once. The Miz tried to make the save, and they beat the shit out of the Miz too, and left them both laying. So I'm pretty sure we got the next idea of what our next tag team championship program is gonna be.
Yeah, awesome truth.
Yeah, versus the Judgment Day, which I don't mind. Yeah. I don't mind that at all. Cause where else is Miz gonna do? What else is Miz gonna do?
Right, nah, that's fine. And what? This is gonna be a match at Elimination Chamber.
Elimination Chamber, maybe even going to Mania. I don't even know.
Okay, all right. So, I know there's gonna be an Elimination Chamber match to determine the number one contender for Seth Rollins' title, and I cannot wait to see who's gonna be in this motherfucker. I'm dead ass.
Yeah, this should be interesting.
I'm very interested to see who the fuck they gonna put in this shit, or if they even gonna have them fight it out to earn the spots. Probably they're gonna probably do that, right?
Yeah. Do you even want to talk about filler? Do you even want to talk about filler number one?
Is it the women's tag team match?
It is.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it. I didn't even watch it. It was Bunzy.
Yeah.
You talking about who was in it? I know it was it Natalya?
No, Shayna and Zoe versus Chelsea and Piper.
No. It was really short. But I will say this. That finisher that Zoe Starks did, kudos to Chelsea Green for selling the knee. Because, bro, when she got her with the finisher, RJ, oh, my God.
She told it like death.
Bro, Chelsea Green's knees buckled and she just fell backwards. I was like, yo, bro, she killed her. I'm like, God damn. And then I seen Chelsea Green say some shit on Twitter like, "I'm gonna file," like, you know how stupid shit that she does. Yeah. She's like, "I'm gonna file a report on WWE for that finisher," and I'm like, "That's funny that she pointed that out, because that's what I first thought of when she did it." Like, damn, you really, she got you. So that's funny that she's like trying to play that into story. I was like, oh shit. But other than that, we can move on.
She's mad smart and quick on her feet and shit like that. Quick thinking on her part. Out of all these women, out of all these women that Triple H brought back, aside from the Damage Control girls and Kyrie and who else did he bring back? Yeah, that's pretty much it, right? Kyrie, Dakota Kai, and Io, right?
Did he bring back Tegan Nox and shit?
No, I'm talking about aside, all those girls aside.
Okay, my fault.
Chelsea Green is the best woman he's brought back?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
She gets it, bro. She just gets it, so. I like Chelsea, but I had zero interest in seeing her and Piper and this shit with fucking Shayna and Zoe. Shayna and Zoe does not interest me as a tag team whatsoever. I mean, I just there's nothing there. They're just two moody looking women, man. It's like, I don't know, man. That doesn't really get me excited. So
I don't know. I don't know. I think I like the fact that they put like the two, the two girls that are always looking for a fight in a tag team. Cause I mean, they did it with Shayna and Nia Jax, and I feel like it worked. I mean,
Nia Jax was a heat magnet, man. That's why that shit worked. I'm sorry to say it. We say it all the time. Shayna nor Zoe Stark get any type of reaction, man. So they put two girls.
You know what I think the problem is? They gotta change these. They gotta change these theme songs.
The theme song ain't got nothing to do with it. I mean, I seen that the other day. Oh, the theme songs are terrible. So that's why people didn't get pops. Nah, that crowd the other night was just shitty. Number one and number two. Yeah. People don't know who some of these people are because. One thing I say about Triple H, thanks to everybody, and we talk about this all the time, thanks everybody watches NXT. Nobody watches it. Hell, Shayna Baszler was barely over in NXT. You know what I'm saying? Zoe Starks was barely over in NXT. So you slap them together, neither one of them have big personalities or anything really alarming about them, except for Zoe Starks' finisher and the fact that Shayna Baszler sometimes goes ham. Other than that, there's nothing else there. Shayna was starting to get momentum back in 2021 when they first got the crowds back. Remember when she was just stomping on bitches' arms and having them scream and holler? That was the last time we saw Nia up until, you know, when she came back last year. It was the last time we saw Eva Marie and a couple of other people. Shayna was on a roll getting reactions. Then what happened? Vince dropped it. Didn't do anything else with it. Shayna Baszler needs to go out there and do something sadistic to somebody on a continuous basis. Not the same person, but to people, to her opposition. She needs to do something in order to stand out, to get a reaction.
I think that'd be funny if she did it to the same person and just worse and worse each time.
Oh, God.
That's so fucked up.
You're beating a dead horse.
That's so fucked up. No, but I agree with you. I definitely agree with you. Because I used to fever Shayna Baszler back then too. I remember when she fucking made Bayley and Sasha Banks tap out both of them.
That's great.
I was like, son, she just bitched both of them. What? Like, oh my god, she was on a roll back then. She was, son. Oh my god. And you know what? I always hate the fact that no matter what match she's in, she always gets that hot sequence as if it's like she's going ham. You're like, damn, why ain't she doing this the whole time? It's like, I feel like they be telling, I don't know, man. It feels so weird. It's like, are you telling her when to go ham here and there? Like, you not letting her go full out? Because I don't know, man. She's a nice person. Like, her Twitch, she has a big-ass Twitch following. I don't even know why they don't even let her use that into fucking wrestling.
Because that doesn't match up with her badass persona.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You're supposed to be this badass woman, not this fucking geek that plays video games online.
Word. You know? That's true. She is an MMA fighter for real, though. So, I mean, there's that.
Yeah, of course. I just like, think that maybe we do need to see another side of Shayna Baszler. Maybe you're right. Maybe Shayna Baszler might need to sit in a Twitch chair or on TV or some shit like that. I don't know. But Shayna Baszler needs something else besides just throwing her out there in matches. Me and Big Deuce. Shout out to our boy Deuce. Me and him was going back and forth about it on Twitter yesterday. How these women have meaningless matches, but no character development. No. It is nothing there. And that happens
a lot on Raw.
You know, it's fucking Shayna Baszler, Zoe Stark. They tried with the Trish thing, but the Trish heel run was a flop last year. Nobody wanted to boo Trish Stratus with big old titties popping out to her fucking shirt. Like, come on, anybody booing that? Like, why are we booing this woman? She's a Hall of Famer. She's a legend. Why are we booing her for? So I thought that was a whole misfire last year. I think they should have had Zoe Stark with somebody else. And maybe they could. I don't know. Somebody that is more better at getting heat. Somebody that's more notorious. You know what I would do? I don't know if she's going to want to do it. But here's an idea I just popped up with. Maybe bring back Vicky Guerrero. Try to work out a deal and bring her back. Have her manage those two. She can do the talking.
I wouldn't mind that. Yeah, I wouldn't mind that at all. I'm with that. That's dope.
Vicky Guerrero. Somebody, maybe even Melina. Hell, have Melina manage them or something. I mean, there's a lot of options
to get them.
Exactly, especially she cheats for them and shit like that. Even though, I mean, Shayna and Zoe don't need to cheat, but if they're heels, which I think they are, I'm not sure. I'm not really sure. But if they're heels, then they're gonna need a reason to get the crowd to hate them.
Yeah, I could cheat to inflict more pain, like you said, be more seductive. They could cheat and be more seductive in a way.
Yeah,
like Shayna put them in a chokehold and like I don't have like Zoe Stark's hold. I don't know.
And Zoe Stark, you said knee brace as a weapon,
right?
Wrapping around the chick's throat behind the referee's back. Oh, come on. That's terrible. Boo. I mean, some shit. Something. These girls need something, but... I mean, I feel bad for them because they are good performers. I don't want anybody to misconstrue what we're saying here. We're not saying that they're bad. We're just saying that there's something missing. There's no connection to the audience. You know what I'm saying? They go out there to have the match. That's it. You know?
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of Shayna Baszler. So, like, yeah, no, I would never say she's not good. I just think that she needs something else. Like, she can get those reactions she was getting from a couple years ago. That's all.
Right. Big time.
It's just not there.
Yeah, it's not there right now. Seth Rollins and Cody Rhodes came out.
That was...
And had a little exchange.
Mm-hmm. That was...
You said you thought the promo was good the other night?
I seen a lot of things with this one too. I was seeing people was trying to say like the Seth Rollins promo made his title look weak. And I'm like, not really. I don't think so. I just think he was just speaking from the heart, truly. I truly thought Seth Rollins was just speaking from what he feels like, and what he feels is that, do you want that title? Or do you want the title that, you know, is the workhorse like your dad and shit like that? So, I don't know. I don't know if it was bad at all. Like, he was kind of shitting on Roman in the sense that nobody truly even cares with Roman. It's the same shit. And he said it. He was like, he cheats all the time. And nobody cares about him. I don't care about him. Like, and he don't because he got a belt. I don't know. Listen, I don't know, RJ. I like... the World Heavyweight Championship. It looks beautiful. I like it. They did a nice touch with the new school, with the old school. I like it. I like how they try to do both. I have no problems with the belt at all. And people saying it's a secondary title. Well, I mean, to be honest with you, I don't really care about that secondary shit. To me, it's still a world title. When I was growing up, there was two championships. And one of them was the World Heavyweight title. So, like, I didn't really care. And... for me, I feel like the belt that Seth Rollins have symbolizes like just more opportunity for those that you would never think that would ever get that world heavy, like that world title opportunity with Roman being around. So I don't see how me as a fan can complain or bitch about the title or say it's whack or like weak or whatever, only for the simple fact that it just allows more people to fight for a world title. And you can, even though you may know who the winner is, it gives you that slight think like, damn, what if they actually gave him a title run, you know? So I don't know, man. I enjoyed the promo very much, but Cody didn't really say much. He just said, I'll think about it. But hey, kudos to Seth. I don't know, RJ. I like the title, and like I said, I feel like it gives way more opportunity to wrestlers that me personally, I wouldn't think would get a WWE title shot with Roman being around. So I don't know.
Here's how I feel about it.
Yeah.
We know, I coined a phrase or helped coin it or whatever. The hit nigga damn heavyweight championship.
Yeah.
but Seth Rollins has worked his ass off to try to put that belt on the map and make it mean something. His job is to sell everybody on the World Heavyweight Championship. I don't know what part of that people do not understand. I mean, we know it's secondary. But his job as a wrestler, and this is a part of the job of being a wrestler on television, is selling the audience on different scenarios, props, which in this case is the World Heavyweight Championship, and selling you on the idea of him and Cody Rhodes having a wrestling match at WrestleMania for that said championship. And of course, since, you know, people think that it's a foregone conclusion that Cody Rhodes is going to pick Roman Reigns anyways, Seth Rollins has to sell that little doubt of, okay, hey, challenge me, you know, because that's what they always do every year after somebody wins the Royal Rumble. They fucking go from show to show. Oh, yeah. Man, your belt looking nice. I might see you at WrestleMania. Hell, Ed's even made a visit to NXT to see Karrion Kross. Did we forget about that?
Oh, that's facts. He did.
And we all know in the back of our minds, he was challenging for no fucking NXT title. But he did it anyways.
Right.
So that's all that was. So people were really, oh, Cody's really going to challenge for the heavyweight title. Come on, man. We got months before Mania. We got to create some other drama, you know, until Mania gets here, okay?
Right, exactly.
Use your brains. They do this shit every year.
Word. They do. They really do.
Oh, people get on my nerves, bro. They be saying some of the
It took Batista like 3 weeks to get the contracts to do the thumbs down bullshit to fucking Triple H. Come on, people.
Exactly.
Come on, son. Y'all dumb. Like, goddamn. But what happened after that? I'm pretty sure it was the Intercontinental title match, if I'm not mistaken.
No, Jay and Bronson.
Oh, okay. That match happened, and that match was pretty good, too. I'd say. Yeah, it was all right.
It was a good match. It was a good match. Paint by numbers. Jay Uso won with a spear and a Uso splash.
Yeah.
He beat the big man. He beat him clean as a sheet.
Yeah, he did.
Andrade signed to Raw.
Yes, he did.
That's going to be crazy. Andrade versus Gunther, anybody?
Yeah.
They going to fuck each other up. Oh, my God. Andrade be hitting hard, bro. People think Andrade is one of these soft...
crazy.
Ring around the rosy fucking luchadors. Nah, he's not. Fuck out of people, bro.
Yeah, he's not one of those types of... He's not one of those types of luchas. No. He's like a striker power. Yeah. He's not one of those... What'd you say it was?
Ring around the rosy ass luchadors. Yeah,
he don't do that shit. Nah, he don't. He don't. He really doesn't do that shit like that. No, he don't. Him and Roosh don't be doing shit like that. And Penta.
I was about to say, something about those Ingobernable boys. They love fucking you up.
Yeah, they don't do that shit. They don't, But I like it, though. I'm glad he's back. That drip Monday was fire. Oh, my God. Yo, Santos. Yeah. Santos, you better step up your game, Papa. He's coming for the drip, bro. Because Andrade, I don't know who would tailored him that day, but, bro, He was dripping.
Bro, I'm telling you, these Mexicans be having more drip than some of the American wrestlers, man. Andrade, Santos, Angel, Humberto, even Ray Ray. Ray Ray be coming with the drip, man.
Yeah. And
Joaquin Wild when he ain't wearing nothing, you know, quote unquote wild. But yeah, even he be looking spiffy too sometimes.
Yeah.
So I mean, he's not even Mexican. What the fuck am I talking about?
No, he's not.
They still got to kick him out of the group for that shit.
I think Jey Uso even said it, that the person who has the best dress, like, fashion is Rey Mysterio. And it's true. He be coming in with math, like, name brand shit. Like, the expensive shit.
Even his fucking mask, bro. He had the Gucci mask.
Yeah,
oh, my God. I'm like, Rey Rey, bro. Signs. Yeah, man. Bread. Yeah, but Nick Aldis was like, you guys got Andrade, whoop-de-doo, and, you know, he said he wanted to discuss something about Elimination Chamber, but then he got a call from Mr. Braun Breaker, so I guess you got a little bit of an idea where Braun Breaker's going to go at.
Yep. He's going to go to SmackDown, and Carmelo's there already, and Dragon Lee.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. He had a really nice showing at the Rumble too, man.
Oh my God! You see that spear he gave Ivar?
Oh my God! He killed him.
No! You know who he really killed?
Who?
He killed Just Dope.
Oh, outside. Oh my. Bro, that spear is gorgeous.
He killed JD.
Oh my God. And then JD went into the ring and got eliminated right after. I was like, God damn, they violated him.
That's why R-Truth was extra. I mean, that's why that beating on R-Truth was extra.
Yeah, right, because he eliminated him mad quick.
He fucked
SmackDown. Up. Who would you want him to face first on SmackDown?
Braun, dude, honestly, I would have waited to add the WrestleMania, bro.
Yeah, they did this mad quick, right? They should have definitely waited. At least let him get one last stand and deliver in.
Yeah. Man, I still want my idea, man. I want him to be a Paul Heyman guy, and I want him to be a heel with Paul Heyman as his manager. But I don't think that's in the cards if Roman Reigns is still around.
Yeah, and he's already up there now.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Unless they have Paul Heyman turn on Roman and then align with Braun after he loses the belt, it could still happen.
Yeah, they can still do it.
I think that would be even better, bro. Roman loses the belt, and what the first thing the wise man does, not even a week after, like, well, 6 days out because it's Friday. Oh no, 7 days because it's gonna be on Saturday. Oh, no. They close. They'll probably be on night two, right? So it'll be Sunday.
Yeah, Roman Reigns is closing out that fucking WrestleMania. All
right. So 6 days out, and the first thing your wise man does is leave you for a young, promising fucking monster? Yeah, that's perfect. I think that's perfect, bro.
Yeah.
I think that's nice. It can still happen. I still have hope, bro. Have some type of hope. I'm not trying to kill your dreams, all right? See, I'm not you. I don't do you like you do me, bro. Pause. You be killing my dreams. I'm not gonna kill your dream. I feel like that could still happen.
Yeah, I think it's still realistic.
It is too soon of a call up, though. I definitely agree with you on that as well. I don't blame you. I don't blame you for saying that, because even though we complain that there's nothing for him to do in NXT, there's really nothing for him to do on SmackDown right now at the moment either. So don't shoot him in the foot. So, I mean, you can showcase him here and there, but like, I don't know, man.
And you're gonna just throw him out there and have him fucking do random ass matches, you know what I'm saying, with no kind of character development?
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what's gonna happen too.
I'm not a fan of that.
Yeah, me neither. I don't like that. That's like you're not even really using him.
Yeah. So, and he's not gonna get a connection with the audience unless, you know, the spear gets over, or unless the It depends on who he works with. He's gonna work with a lot of guys that's gonna really help put that spear over. If you're just gonna shove him into the ring, but if you start him off with a bang like a Heyman angle or something like that, then he'll be good to go. I just want what's best for the dude, man, because I think he's him, Trick Williams, and I'm talking about dudes that were made from scratch. Zero wrestling, knowledge, not knowledge, but zero wrestling experience beforehand. Him and Trick Williams are definitely leading that pack, man. I just want those guys to get theirs when they get called up, you know? So, that's it. That's where I'm coming from.
Yeah, that's dumb. That's dumb, yeah. Bro.
Yeah, but Kofi Kingston and Gunther Intercontinental that Championship match.
That shit was lit. He did the what he called that move? The boom drop? Is that what it's called?
Boom drop.
He did the boom drop from the top rope, son. I want him to do that shit way more often. I've never seen him do that. That shit was lit.
You want Kofi Kingston to fuck up his hips so you can see him do that all the time?
Yes, yes. Fuck him.
Fuck him. Hey, his burn chest already suffered enough.
No, fuck that. He went back to mid-card within a literally a week of his fucking a week of his title loss. I don't want to hear nothing. Fuck him.
Oh, god damn.
Fuck him.
Oh, D going off of Kofi.
He hold on, Hall of Famer for sure, but fuck him, bro, man. Get the fuck out of here, bro.
God damn.
Like, I know. Nah, like, his move, like, I love his matches, too. When you give him a lot, he be doing shit like, I never seen the boom drop like that. I've seen it, like, a couple times he's done it off the top shit. But that shit was hard, and it made sense doing it. He almost fucking won. I was like, oh, my God. The match was good. It's just, bro, I don't know, man. I don't know. You were the world champion once, and I've never seen you ever try to get back into that conversation. And then you'd have title matches for the mid-card championship. So, like, I don't want to see you doing this. You've done this enough. He was holding up his hand with how many times he'll beat IC champions, like, 5 times. Like, damn, son.
Kofi's got to be Intercontinental Champion, like, 8 times, right? I feel like that nigga always had the Intercontinental title, I feel like.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know. I don't want you... Why would I want an IC... A Kofi IC title reign? No. And that's no badger on him at all whatsoever. Because, like I said earlier, he is a Hall of Famer already. He's a Grand Slam champion already. He won every title. The only title he won once was the WWE, but he won it once. Like, I could give him that. You gotta give him the credit. He won it. Like, he won it. And he won every other title. And he won every other title multiple times. Like even the US title, he's won multiple times. So, come on. Like, I don't know. The match was fantastic, though. It was mad good.
He only won it 4 times.
What? He only won what 4 times? The IC?
Yeah, IC, and he won the US title 3 times.
Okay.
And he won the tag team titles. No, actually, this nigga won the tag team championships 13 times. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. He's won the what 13 times?
No, actually, I'm wrong. He won the tag team championships actually 14 times.
Ooh.
Kofi, when you combine the Raw Tag Team Championships, the SmackDown Tag Team Championships, the World Tag Team Championships, and I guess if you want to throw in NXT, that's 15.
Damn, that's crazy. Yeah, so like that's what I'm saying. He's a Hall of Famer, but like, did you really want him to be IC champion? I don't know.
No, of course not. He was just another body. He's just another body for Gunther to beat.
Word, exactly. And is this like trying to like foreshadow Big E returning, or like is that a possibility? I haven't heard Big E say much about him returning at all. He said he's just trying to make sure he wants to do the right decision for his life going forward. So, it's like, I don't even know.
Guess what, people? Big E's not telling you even if he was feeling fine or he was bumping around in the ring training already. Why would he want to ruin the surprise of him coming back?
Word, that's true.
Big E has not been on WWE television Even when Daniel Bryan and all those guys were hurt, they were on. They were trotting them out on television. Big E has not made a televised appearance. When Rich Holland dropped that motherfucker on his neck, that was the last time we saw Big E on WWE television. And I'm not talking about the bump and everything else that's on the internet. I'm talking about on television. He has not made a televised appearance on television since that incident happened.
Yeah.
So next time we see him, it will be in the wrestling capacity, I feel. So he will be physical. Is this the program to do it? I don't know. I just think we're inching closer to a Jey Uso Gunther program, I feel like.
Yeah, boy.
But if Big E's coming back, if this is the program to bring him back, I ain't mad at that either.
Word, I feel that.
Do they give Big E the big feel good moment by having a beat Gunther for the title? I don't know, but anything's possible, I guess. So anything is possible. Ha 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 ha. But yeah, Imperium beat the fuck out of New Day after this match. Oh my god, Vinci and Kaiser, they was laying the smack it down on these two candy asses.
Yeah, they fucked them up. They did.
I was like, my god. And then we had the second filler match. Kairi Sane and Asuka versus Tegan and Natty. And
I don't want to talk about this. I don't want to talk about it. Next.
They killed them and that was it.
Yeah. That was a really dumbass decision to have them as their first like match as champions.
It's not. And let me tell you, let me explain to you why I feel like it's not a dumb decision. Because if Natty and Tegan are on the rocks, right? Why not sacrifice what's already on the chopping block as far as tag team goes to the tag team champions?
Yeah.
You get where I'm coming from?
Yeah. You already lost to the champions already, yeah.
No, I'm just saying, like, if the team is already going to be done,
right,
why
right.
not have Damage Control help put the final nail in the coffin?
Yes.
So I actually felt like that was actually the right way to go. Because they need somebody to beat and steamroll through. And Natty and Tegan, they drew the short sticks. So, Bayley
right.
comes out and fucking, you know, since she got a decision to make, this, that, and the other, blah, 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 blah. She wants Rhea Ripley. Rhea Ripley came out, kind of starting to cut a promo, and then Nia Jax started whooping her ass.
Yeah.
And all the Damage Control are just watching back in the corner. And I'm like, my God. And Nia Word. Jax said, Bayley, you might want to pick EO at WrestleMania or somebody else because Rhea Ripley ain't making it to WrestleMania. And then Bayley said she'll be making her decision about her WrestleMania opponent on Friday. And EO Sky was clutching that belt looking a little concerned.
Yep.
And then we had the main event, Drew McIntyre and Sami Zayn.
Yeah.
Good match per usual. I mean, these guys, Sami Zayn can't have a bad match. Drew McIntyre can't have a bad match. So, I mean, nothing too crazy in that regard. But these guys went out there and had a great match. So,
yeah, they did.
They did what they had to do. Sami Zayn went to go hit the Helluva kick. And Drew McIntyre ducked out of the way. And he took advantage and hit the Claymore kick for the win. 1, 2, 3. Drew McIntyre says, raise my hand! Raise my hand! Raise it! Raise it, bitch! He raised his hand, and the show went off the air. But Drew McIntyre talking this shit. Fuck you, fans! Yeah. I hate you all! You can suck my cock!
That's my boy.
My big dangly scarlet balls. I hate you all, people. I hate you all. But it's going to be interesting to see where Drew McIntyre goes next because, I mean, Punk went down and a lot of people were saying, hey, why not give Drew McIntyre the Duke at WrestleMania against Seth Rollins?
Word.
And I only say do that if A, he re-signed, B, if he's going to win the title. If he ain't winning the title and he re-signed it, I don't want to see it. Because we already know he's going to lose.
Yeah, word. Exactly.
Maybe what you could do here, and I got to give credit to Solomaster here. Solomaster sounds off. Gotta give him credit here. He was saying the other night about how a way you can spice that up is by throwing the contractual status of Drew McIntyre into the play for WrestleMania. If he loses, he'll leave WWE, you know? So pretty much all for nothing thing. And I was like, you know what? That sounds like a good idea. So yeah, make sure Solo Monster gets the credit for that. But yeah, that was Raw. Like I said, the highs were high and the lows were just filler, baby. Then we had NXT last night, huh? NXT.
NXT.
And people, we got NXT Vengeance Day predictions too, so. We got that coming up.
We got when that is coming that? Up
that's the Sunday.
Oh, shit.
Yeah! He didn't even know it. Monty didn't even know it, y'all.
I had no idea it was this Sunday.
Yeah, it's the Sunday, man. But, we had LWO, Cruz del Toro and Joaquin Wild taking our Trick Mello gang in the semifinal for the Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic. Hey, man. Cruz del Toro and Joaquin Wild been balling out, man. They've been using this little run in NXT that they've been having the last couple of weeks, months. They've been using this to the best of their advantage to maybe show Triple H that, hey, we can fucking go too. Let us rock. Because I feel like Triple H don't use these guys the right way, you know?
Yeah.
You don't let these guys loose enough, you know?
Yeah.
And, these guys can ball, bro. And they was balling, man. They was having a great match with these guys. I thought this match was really, really fun. I thought Cruz del Toro, Joaquin Wild were balling. Carmelo Hayes, he was balling. Fucking Trick Mello, Trick Williams, goddamn, he's balling too. Like, these guys were really going at it, man. So
yeah, it was a good match. It was a good match to get them into the final. I thought it was really competitive. It was going back and forth a lot. And it was nice. It was nice. They had that nice 1-2 combo to end the match, too. It was cool.
Mello's first 48 and Trick's knee.
Right. Yeah, it worked. I liked it. And then that's a nice final. Vengeance Day's going to be nice. Trick Williams looks like... People, Trick Williams gonna be pulling double duty. He's gonna be fighting for the final Dusty Classic against Braun Breaker and Baron Corbin. That's gonna be a fucking match, cause goddamn. And then he's gonna be fighting Ilya Dragunov for the NXT Championship. It'll be really crazy to see if Shawn Michaels takes the route of them winning all of it, that whole everything. Like, it'd be crazy to see. I don't think Trick will win the world title. I don't think he'll beat Ilya, but that'd be crazy if he goes fully all in on this story and has them win both. Like, that'd be some shit.
Crazy if Shawn Michaels put the belt on.
And win the Dusty Classic at that too. Like, oh, he's going all in. Like, no pun intended.
He's going balls deep in that motherfucker, bro. Like, damn.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, all in or all out. Pause. And then Oba Femi just slid in out of nowhere and beat the fuck out of Joaquin Wilder Cruz del Toro. And then Dragon Lee comes. They all ganged up on him a little bit, but Oba Femi said, fuck out of here with that bullshit. And he fucking threw Joaquin Wilder to Cruz del Toro's hands. That was awesome. And then Dragon Lee tried some bullshit off the top rope, and Oba Femi chopped him back to Mexico, bro.
Bro, he swatted him like a fly. I was like, oh my god, he killed him.
That was awesome. I loved it.
Yeah, it was pretty good. That shit was good.
It looked good. Then Lyra Valkyria confronted Tatum Paxton about what she did last week. And Lyra Valkyria said stop messaging her and this, that, and the other, and asked her why she attacked Roxanne Perez last week. And you know, Lyra just told Tatum straight up that she can fight her own battles and you know she's a champion. So, and then Roxanne and Lyra, I mean, not Lyra, but Roxanne and Tatum had a match, not much to it, really.
Yeah.
And Roxanne just won with a pop rocks, and that was pretty much it. Just a tune-up match for her for some momentum. And Roxanne Perez and Tatum Paxton got into it a little bit more after the ring, or after the match, excuse me. And Lyra, you know, pulled Roxanne off of Tatum, and you know, that was pretty much the end of that. Then Alexa Lopez and Lola Vice had a match. I'll say this. Alexa Lopez was working, man. She was working, dog.
Yeah, she was. I thought she was doing good.
For all that time, you know, that the Legado de Fantasma was waiting around to get the call up. They was waiting around for her to get, you know, to have some sort of end ring skill. And then they just wound up calling them up last year without her, or the year before without her. So now she's on the main roster. She's improved. And even Logan even pointed out to me that she looked a whole lot more smaller than she remembered her looking before. And a lot of people have been saying that too, that Alexa Lopez looks in more toned shape and stuff like that. So that probably helps too. And it goes back to what we've probably been saying about goddamn Nikita Lyons. Nikita Lyons, I mean, I know she, you know, loves having the curves. We all, you know, not we all, but some of us like looking at the curves, but she might have to tighten some of that shit up, you know?
Yeah, it's not looking good. It's not helping her, like, agility type shit, no.
Right. We don't know too many curvilaceous fucking women like that compete in sports like that. I don't see basketball players like that. And if they are a basketball player, they're riddled with injuries.
Yeah.
And then they don't let women that are built like that in the military and shit like that. I know, because I had a friend who I went to church with, and she was just as thick as Nikita Lyons, if not thicker, because her butt was bigger. But she tried to get in the military when her and my sister and them graduated from high school. But they didn't let her because she didn't have the physique for it. So, I mean, but Alexa Lopez got in the gym and tightened up and shit like that, and it's helping her out. So Nikita Lyons might need to do the same thing.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, yeah, but this is Alexa Lopez's best showing yet, in my opinion. I thought her and Lola were working, but hey. Fucking Lola Vice caught her with a kick, and she pinned her 1-2-3. And then, you know what, Monty? You know what she did afterwards? You know what she did afterwards, right?
I wasn't paying attention to this match.
She did the dance after the match. Oh my god.
Oh boy.
Dios mio! Ah! Lola Vice lighting up just about every other man's heart in America except for Monty.
Yeah, I'm not impressed.
Monty's not impressed. Monty doesn't look at the chicks like that. He's all about the in-ring skill. And if you ain't got the skill, he don't care.
Yeah, I'm for real. That's how I feel. Because I feel like if attraction is like the number one at play, I feel like this is resembling the attitude era. I'm sorry. And that's not a good reflection on what you want for the women's division. For me. So that's all you got to bring to the table. I'm not here for it. I apologize. I'm sorry. I'm not that type of... I don't watch women wrestling for that. I want to see the women fucking each other up just as bad as the men. That's it. And it's crazy because the women can do that. Certain women do that. Like, I remember seeing Charlotte Flair and Rhea Ripley winning Match of the Year. And, like, where that might have been, like... I don't know if they should have won Match of the Year. But that match
is... Oh, you kidding me? Nah. Women's Match of the Year? Nah, that definitely should have won Women's Match of the Year. Because that match, they were beating the fuck out of each other. One of Rhea's eyelashes was on the fucking mat.
Nah, that's what I'm saying. Like, they were fucking each other up. Like, she was doing German suplexes on Charlotte's face. Like, a video game German suplex. I'm like, then she did it on the top rope. And then she did the riptide on the top rope. No. Fucking each other up. That match was crazy. That match was crazy. But nah, that's what I'm into. I'm into, like, women fucking each other up. That's why Shayna Baszler is one of my favorite. Like, she don't play. Like, she come in here to fuck you up, son. That's it. Choke you out. Choke the life out of you. And then she'll hold it there. Like, every time she wins, they submit. She'll hold you in the sleeper. Like, you, she's not letting go right away. You're getting pain. Like, I like shit like that. Like, yeah, you should be fucking up, like, because that's what's up. Damn, like, you get now, like, I don't know. It gives me the perspective, like, women's wrestling. You can't take these women lightly neither, because they'll fuck your bitch ass up, too. Fuck you talking about. Like,
yeah.
That's what I like. Like, you better shut your ass up before she fuck you up, too, son. Fuck, you think this shit is a game?
Yeah, I think once Lola Vice gets better in the ring, I think we'll be seeing more of that kind of shit from her. But she's the best of both worlds, because she can draw you in, which I say all the time. The look is the draw. Once you get in the ring, you have to bring the goods. And I feel like for somebody who's been training for like a year, she's making progress more quicker than a lot of others. And I think if she can find a way to mix in some of the MMA shit, like last night she did a guillotine choke. And then she did the other choke with the triangle choke when Alexa Lopez had her on the turnbuckle. Like, she's been trying to work in some of the MMA shit in there. So, like, Lola Vice ain't just coming to shake her ass, but she mixed that shit up. I hate that notion of, and even they was trying to play it up, oh, you're just here to shake your ass. And this is like, but is she really?
Yeah, right.
It's not like she's blowing chunks in the ring. I mean, Lola Vice to me is not terrible in the ring. So, like, I mean, you know, she's, when she gets it all together, I think that's a player right there. And I'm sorry, a little sex appeal does go a long way. Does go a long way.
Unfortunately, in this world, it does, yes.
Yeah, I mean, it is. Hey, I don't make the rules, all right? I don't make the
rules. I didn't say, I'm not making mad. I'm not getting mad at you.
No. I'm just saying in general.
Like, that's why
people,
I said.
Because you have people online who trash people like that, right?
Oh, no, yeah.
Like you have certain female, and most of them be jealous. Let's call it what it is. A lot of them are jealous. And they'll be like, oh, she's just there to shake her ass, and she's just here to do this, and she's just here to do that. And it's like, but they're in the ring training and working hard and trying to do this, that, and the other. And there's nothing wrong with mixing sex appeal into your act. Trish Stratus made a career out of it. You know what I'm saying? Whether it was forced upon her or not, Trish Stratus made a career of it. But Trish Stratus had the skill to back it up, too. She had the skill to back it up.
Oh, bro, with everything coming out now, I'm pretty sure majority of it was forced upon, for sure. And it kind of is creepy. It creeps me out more and more, all the fucking things on TV that was just a censored version of what could have been a weird and disgusting fantasy. That's just crazy to me.
I don't even want to talk about it.
I don't want to talk about it. I'm just saying, like, it makes you think, though, like, damn, this is only, like, a fraction of what could have been, because it's,
See, I was in a good mood. You about to make me mad. My bad.
So continue. Move on to the next thing. Move on. What next happened? This shit with Dijak?
Dijak and Joe Gacy.
Yeah, and then they started fighting. Oh my god, they were fighting everywhere.
It was fighting everywhere. But meanwhile, while they're fighting everywhere, Alexis King and Rich Holland had a match. It was just a match. Gallus ran out.
Jumped him again.
They jumped him, beat his ass. They pilmanized his leg.
Yeah, they put his leg in between the chair. Yep.
Good. That's what Gallus needed to be doing.
Yeah, word.
If you got nothing else concrete for Gallus to do right now, why you trying to, I guess, Triple H doesn't have any plans in motion for him right now, so he ain't ready for him, and Shawn Michaels is done with them because they had their long title reign last year. There's nothing more you can really do with those guys, right? So yeah. I think while they're in this strange period of leaving NXT and going to the main roster, you gotta have them do something else to help contribute to the rest of the roster members. And this is the best way to use them. But this is what these guys should have been doing all along. There should have been three Scottish bullies who beat you up, who would cheat to beat you up, and would not hesitate to cheat, beat you up, and fuck you up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's what they did here. So these guys need to be menaces. So I like this. I like the booking of Gallus last night. And Andre Chase came out to say goodbye with to Chase U with Duke Hudson and Riley Osborne. That shit was funny as fuck. It was funny as fuck. The whole promo and shit like that, and then, you know, just as he was getting ready to say goodbye to Chase U forever, JC Jane comes into the picture, and I talked about how she came into NXT a little toxic. And for the first time in her life, she's got friends, and she saw the bond that they all had, and so she, she looked inside her comfort zone, and tried to solve the problem for Chase U, excuse me. And they're doing a calendar for the ladies of Chase U as a fundraiser, and then they had all these women come out. All these women, all different shapes, sizes, colors. They all just come out modeling and shit like that. And well, JC Jane says that the predicted sales won't just get Chase U through the out of the fucking depth, but through the roof into the promised land. So calendars go on sale at Vengeance Day.
So it's wrong for me to say that the solution to their problem was hoes. That it's wrong for me to say that.
Women empowerment.
Nah, that's not what that is. They selling. They some hoes. That's what's going on. That's what they doing.
So JC Jane is running a brothel.
Yeah, she's the pimp. Fuck, what you mean? Yes, she's the godfather's protege. What? Was she running an OnlyFans operation? Come on, son. That's exactly what I saw. I could have sworn, bro. I thought for a split second, because Shawn Michaels was running it, I could have sworn Godfather was going to come out and be like, wait, hold up. These are not my hoes. And then go back. Like, come on. What?
That would be funny. Bro. That would be funny.
Bro, I could have sworn that was gonna happen, and mad women come out, and then she talking about a calendar. I'm like, yeah, a calendar. Hey, what is this? What are y'all doing? Doing a sex operation right in front of our eyes on people on television. I'm not stupid. That's how you funny. Gonna get them out the debt? You seen the fucking briefcase of bread OTM gave them? Yeah, you gonna get that money from selling calendars? Yeah, okay. Alright, sure. You got it. But it was funny because it's funny because I guess it shows that JC Jane is gonna technically take over. Watch. So, and then kick Andre Chase out eventually. So, yeah, it's whatever. I'm not really a fan of the whole shit. I don't really care about it, so.
I mean,
I'm not a big fan of this whole thing, the whole story.
It's a storyline. Where it leads, I don't know where it leads at, but because what is going to happen? Is she going to get new guys to challenge Andre Chase? Is Duke going? Like, I don't know. There's a lot of stuff to be had here. I don't know. This is a good story. And the thing about it is that all these people involved in this story all happen to be good wrestlers. JC Jane is not bad. Dia Hale is good. Andre Chase, I hated this guy for so long, him and his brother. The Bravado brothers, I hated those guys for so long, but he's a good wrestler. Duke's a good wrestler. And Riley Osborne's a good wrestler. So, like, they have good wrestlers involved in the storyline. It's just going to be interesting to see. Is Lexus King and JC Jane in cahoots? I don't know. Maybe you could do a little power couple thing there. There's a lot of interest here. Like, I'm not going to write it out. As goofy as it is, I get a little kick out of it because it's giving these guys something to do while not being in the ring. So,
yeah, word. Good point.
Then the D'Angelo family was just hyping up Adriana Rizzo's fucking her potential and shit like that, which I ain't going to lie, that dive she hit on fucking Jada Parker, That shit was smoother than a baby's ass. It was slicker than cum on a gold tooth. It was, I mean, she had a clean dive for somebody that's a rookie. I'm like, damn. All right.
Cool.
The big Italian girl with the deep voice. Mr. Chase.
Yeah, her voice.
Morty
yeah, her
wants
voice.
To see you.
Yeah, her voice is crazy. Hey, you need the right one to punch them in the face. I was just like,
like, damn, woman. Out,
that's that came out that little girl's voice. I'm like, yeah.
Damn. I mean, we get why Jordan HGH sounds like the way she sounds like, but damn.
Oh, bro, don't get me started. I saw a video of her talking about her getting the call to go to WWE. And then as soon as I heard her voice, bro, I'm like, y'all niggas is telling me she's not on roids? What? Y'all lying to me. Don't lie to me. You're lying to me. And you're lying to yourself. Bro, I heard it. She was like, so I got the call from Scott. I was like, oh nah, this ain't gonna be good.
It sounds just like a
It was so bad. It was so bad. And they asked me would I want to appear in the Rumble. I think I'm not too sure, but they asked if they could have if you guys were interested in having the TNA Women's World Champion in the Royal Rumble. And I was like, of course. I was like, oh, bad. Like, you can't tell. She sounds like Hogan. It's so weird. Like, this is, oh my god. That was crazy, bro.
Tell you something.
I swear, when I got the call from Scott, I was like, nope. No. Nope. Louis was like, ew, what is that? I was like, oh man, don't say that. You can't be saying that, bro. My man said, what is that?
What in the Jack 7 is this bullshit?
He said, what is that? I said, that's a woman. I said, that's a woman, bro. He said, yeah, okay. I was like, wow, that's fucked up.
That's mad disrespectful, Lou. You know better than that.
He just said the shit bad cop, too. I was like, but nah, bro. You could tell she's on roids. Her voice says it all. Ah. Mm-mm. But continue, sorry.
Are you good? Then they had Ariana Grace versus Fallon Henley.
Ariana Grace did really well in this match.
She did.
She did really well.
I think this is her best showing yet.
Yes, it probably was. I'm not gonna lie. She did a lot of moves in this match. A lot of moves. I'm not even gonna stunt. And yeah. She sells fantastically. She sells appropriately while also selling in character. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, she makes the faces. Yeah, the faces and shit. Yeah.
Yeah, no, but at the same time, she sells correctly when, mm-hmm. like, you know, when the spot calls. So I thought the match was good.
Yeah, no, it was. And Jakar Jackson and Lash Legend, they interfered, and Lash Legend killed Fallon with the goddamn boot.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
She killed her, man. Killed her.
Why are they going after Fallon? I don't understand.
Battle Royal last week, remember?
No, I don't. What happened?
Oh god, she didn't. You don't remember the Battle Royal?
No, what'd she do?
They came to what you call Lash Legend got eliminated by the girl, the chick, Rin Sinclair. The chick that was with Fallon Henley.
Oh yeah. Shit, right. Okay.
And then Yeah. Remember that the fuck is her old name? Maddie Rinkowski. That was the girl that, remember, she was the one that got in trouble by the black community. Which is funny why it's funny to me, she's feuding with two black women. Like with no mistakes made at all. Two black women to the core. She's feuding with already. But remember, oh, she was the one that got in trouble with the braid. But people didn't like the fact that she had the braid almost similar to Bianca Belair. She was coming out twirling her braid. She had a braid like Bianca Belair, kind of.
She was in AEW then, though.
For a hot second. She was doing dark. She was doing dark.
And WWE signed her?
Yeah. She's actually... Why? She's not bad. It's not bad. Well, I mean, shit. That's where they got Fallon from. That's where they got Thea Hale from. That's where they fucking got Gigi Dolan from. You can go down the list. Kiana James, they got her from. So, I mean, shit. It's not like they ain't been signing motherfuckers from AEW Dark before.
Damn, I didn't even know they signed that many people from Dark.
Yeah. Shit. Yeah. WWE didn't move. I mean, AEW didn't move too fast to sign them, and WWE snatched the ball up.
Damn.
But she's the latest one, and I seen some of her work in NWA. She's not bad at all. So, I mean, they got her in this position already, which, I mean, shows me that Shawn Michaels has got some faith and confidence in her. Yeah. She got signed a couple of weeks ago, and she's already on TV already.
Yeah.
So, well, they be taking their time to put everybody on TV sometimes.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I mean, she got something, apparently. But yeah, Ariana Grace won the match, and just her face after she got the pin. Oh, that was perfect. She definitely learned from her dad how to be a character in wrestling. So,
yeah, sure.
Props to Ariana Grace, one of my favorite. I'm an Ariana Grace stan, okay? I don't give a fuck. The OTM cut a promo with Jada Parker, talking about their history and this, that, and the other. And they was talking about pretty much how they're different. You know, they gangsters. They boys in the streets. They boys from the hood. And people don't like that. So, I fought with it. I just, scripts. Oh, God. Reggie just don't do it for me, man. Once they get rid of him, they'll be good to go.
Yeah, he didn't even say much, so it was fine. He didn't really even say that much, so.
Just the fact of him being there just makes my skin crawl. Makes me want to scream fraud. It screams fraud to me.
But Shawn it's crazy. Michael,
put that motherfucker back in the mask already. I've seen the notes.
But it's crazy, though, like. He's not really a fraud. That's the fucked up part. Like,
I know, but he seems like he's a fraud.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. That's the most fucked up part. It's like, he's not. Like, that just sucks. They fucked it up. They fucked it up for him, technically.
Yeah, because we already seen this motherfucker, like I said, evading women, evading fucking people for the 24/7 title. Then he had the fucking Scripps gimmick. And then now we're supposed to take this man seriously as a cold-blooded gangster, all of a sudden. He's leading these two big giant motherfuckers to the promised land when he ain't even sniffed the promised land his damn self. Get the fuck out of here with that bullshit, man. Come on. Shawn, at least with Jada Park, they're three new people trying to hustle together. That'd be a whole lot more better. And plus, I'm sorry to say it, her in between the middle of both of them, that just looks better. That looks better. It just fits. It fits better. Damn. And Tower in this, man. They make him look like a child. Those are big motherfuckers, bro. Bronco is two people by himself.
That
motherfucker is cut. I mean, Jesus. He's a slightly bigger version of Trick Williams. Like, have a side-by-side of him and Trick Williams. Now, he's slightly bigger and jacked. It's crazy. So, I don't know. I hope they beat the D'Angelo family on Sunday, to be honest with you, but yeah, I'm a fan of them. Dijak and fucking Joe Gacy tried to kill each other, and Dijak kicked him off the fucking roof, and he went into the dumpster.
Yeah, he actually did kill him.
He killed him. It's over.
And they're going to have a no DQ match at Valentine's Avengers Day, too.
Right. And then Baron Corbin went up to Braun Breaker, pretty much, you know, praising him about his time in the Rumble. And he was like, man, I thought the Wolf Dogs was better than that. You're not telling me that you was going to be in the Rumble and this, that, and the other? And Braun Breaker was like, hey, I thought you hated the name last week and this, that, and the other. And they was going back and forth. And Braun Breaker said they both old Mellow won. And he said Trick is riding high, but they're going to spear his ass and win the titles. And I said, hey, yo, pause. Spear his ass? Hey, yo! That's not like a recipe for some anal sex. What the hell are you talking about, man?
Yeah, spear his ass, rip it open.
Yeah, that was awful.
Tear it open. and let Booker T go, oh yeah, man, nah, I'm playing.
Oh, no. He'd probably be like, oh, hey, oh God.
What?
Tell me he didn't just do that.
That shit will always be funny. Michael Cole, the king, Jerry Lawler, is suffering from anal bleeding. What?
he looked at him and took his glasses up. What?
What? Yo, I was... Yeah. Oh my God, that was so funny.
The fucking funny as fuck. Yeah. I'm about to do some complaining here, and look, it's NXT, but hey, this is one thing about us over here. We call shit like we see it, how we feel it. We don't care how much we like the product or not.
Yeah, facts. What happened?
Monty, I don't know about you, but I'm not feeling this Heritage Cup shit, man. It was fine in NXT UK because it was a novelty thing.
They do it too much.
I don't like it. I don't like it in NXT in the States, bro. I just don't care for it, man.
They do it way too much for my taste. Way too much. He has a Heritage Cup match every fucking week, and he be winning people. He be beating people on some bullshit, but it just happens way too often. It's just not important. He defends it every week. He defended it last week to Briggs. The week before that, he defended it against, I'm pretty sure it was Nathan Frazier. He defends it against somebody new every week. It's like he's Orange Cassidy. I don't like that.
Yeah, because Noam Dar is better than that. Like, Noam Dar's got charisma, and he's a slimy heel, and they're getting that point across. I get it. They are getting that across, that, you know, him and the metaphor will cheat, which right, I like. Right. I like, because not a lot of heels cheat in wrestling anymore. Yeah. Like that.
Yeah.
So I like that aspect of it, but these matches don't do it for me, man. The fucking Heritage Cup, the British Round Rules, it don't do it for me. Obviously, Noam Dar retained with some bullshittery. And, fucking Noam Dar and fucking Aura Mensa started fucking with the kids, because he said, the kids should be here. What the kids doing here anyway? They ain't supposed to be here. Yeah. So Noam Dar or Mensa fucking with the kids, and then Von Wagner just fucking comes over there and just gloms them both, and then tries to fucking powerbomb Noam Dar, but Aura Mensa fucking kind of got in the way, and so Von grabbed him instead and put him through the fucking table. Then Ava had a meeting with Dijak, and he asked for a no disqualification match against Joe Gacy, and Joe Gacy climbed out of the fucking dumpster and said, yeah, no disqualification.
Sounds
like
fun. Sounds good for me, yeah. And then Dijak looked disgusted, like, oh my fucking God. I'm going to have to really kill him Sunday. Like, yeah, you're going to have to.
Oh my, that match is going to bang, bro.
Yeah, he's going to fuck him up.
But Gacy conditioned, though. A lot of people forget Joe Gacy is a deathmatch wrestler, man.
No, I know. It's going to be a good match, but I know Dijak's going to win.
I don't even know.
Don't say that. Don't do that.
I'm not trying to piss on your parade. I'm a Dijak fan. I was probably a Dijak fan before you were a Dijak fan. I was a fan of this motherfucker when he was in Ring of Honor killing motherfuckers with his fucking finish. So I want to see him succeed. This stuff with Gacy, though. They're giving Gacy a new character where he's pretty much Wild Mike from fucking Barnyard. And he's popping up all over the place and doing wild, crazy shit. I don't know. He might need a big win to fucking establish his character. I don't know. If I was booking it, Dijak would win, you know, but I'm not too sure. I don't know. And that's the good thing about wrestling, because sometimes you just don't know.
Where? Exactly.
Dragunov and Trick Williams pressed each other before the match on Sunday.
Yeah.
Dragunov and Trick gave each other their props. And, you know, Trick Williams said, hey, no one can destroy him. He's built. This ain't the same Trick Willie that he was the last time they fought.
Yeah.
And Trick Williams said he knows what his. He's gonna fulfill his destiny. And Dragunov said he liked it. He likes this look on Trick because he'll give him everything that he has and he'll make history, but not the history that he wants. And they offered a handshake. And then Dragunov pulled him in for the hug. I thought Dragunov was gonna say some shit to him.
Mm-hmm.
But now he just pulled him in for the hug, and then Baron Corbin and Braun Breaker fucking dropped them both, and then Carmelo Hayes made the save. But Carmelo Hayes is looking at Trick Williams, you know, with that look like, nigga, I'm about to rock your head. I'm about to rock your head in, bro. I'm about to rock your shit, son.
Where?
So yeah, I mean, it's all going down on Sunday.
Yeah.
But yeah, I thought NXT was fun. I thought it was fun last night. I just had an issue with that last match, man. I don't know how much more of the British Round Heritage Cup stuff I can take.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's too often, and I don't like it. Everybody gets a shot. That's what I don't like. I don't like that everybody gets a real easy shot.
It's just the concept. It's the concept too. It's like, to me, if you were doing something like that, make it Iron Man match or some shit like that. Like 10 minutes, like what they did with the Jack Briscoe 15 title in FCW. There was a medal, but as you would guess it, because it's 15 minute Iron Man rules match. Whoever gets the most falls in those matches won. That way there's no gaps, there's no breaks. That's what kills it for me. They get going, they feel each other out, and then all of a sudden, we gotta all get in the corner, this, that, and the other, spit bucket, blah, 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 blah. It's like, oh, come on, that ruins the pace of the match. Just let them go full throttle 15 minutes and then do it that way. I'd prefer if they did it that way. If they did it that way, I would have no problem with that because, once again, I was a fan of FCW. And I got to see a lot of those Jack Briscoe 15 championship matches in person and on TV. So, I can handle that. I can take that because these guys are going to be killing each other until the 15 minutes is up. And then even when the 15 minutes was up, if they were tied at, you know, falls apiece, then they fucking went into sudden death. And that made for a lot of drama too. This to me doesn't make for drama. It doesn't make for good drama. So, yeah, I'm sorry, people. Like I said, we're not the show that thinks everything is great all the time.
Yeah.
We call it like we see it over here, so.
Yeah, word, exactly. That's true. We do.
But I got the card for NXT Vengeance Day this Sunday. Yeah. It's Sunday, February the 4th. I will not be watching the show live. You know what? I might listen to it. I might be able to listen to it, but I ain't gonna be able to watch it until I get home later on that day. But it's going to be in Clarksville, Tennessee, in the FMM Bank Arena. So I hope they have a nice turnout. Hope they have a nice turnout and everything. But so the finals for the men's Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic, the winners will receive a future NXT Championship match. Baron Corbin and Braun Breaker versus Carmelo Hayes and Trick Williams. Who you got?
Go with Trick. I think they're gonna further their story.
Okay. Yeah, I got Trick and Melo winning too, because like I said a couple weeks ago, I just feel like we still got more time before we get to Melo and Trick finally having a fallout and them having the match.
Yeah.
I think a tag team title run, a brief tag team title run, can help facilitate that a little bit more, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
And then Carmelo Hayes come out. Yeah, I attacked you. Yeah, I did this, that, and the other. It was me. Blah, 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 blah. You know what I'm saying? Then all that shit could come out. And you can build to your standard deliver match.
Yep. Exactly.
So, yeah, I think Melo and Trick are winning this too. Braun Breaker, he's got one foot on the main roster already. And technically, Carmelo Hayes does too, but especially Braun Breaker.
Mm-hmm.
They're already paying video packages for this motherfucker. You got general managers bidding for this guy's services. So, He's gonna be a high priority on the main roster already. So I don't think Braun and Baron need it. Unless they want to give Baron Corbin his win from 10 years ago. for when Corbin and Rhino lost to Samoa Joe and Finn Balor.
Yeah.
Like 10 years ago, so I don't know. But next match is Lyra Valkyria versus Roxanne Perez for the NXT Women's Championship. This should be a good match. This should be a really good match. Both of these girls match up well. And even Ty was looking at both of them. He's like, yeah, both of them match up really nicely. I think this is gonna be a good match, man. A really good match. Lyra's good, Roxanne's good. I think Lyra Valkyria is gonna win. I think Tatum Paxton is gonna get involved somehow, some way, but it's gonna wind up helping Lyra Valkyria by hook or by crook, and I think she's gonna retain the title.
Yeah, word. That's a good. Yep, I agree. The whole thing. I think that's true.
Yeah. Then we have the next match for the North American Championship. We have Obafemi defending his championship against Dragon Lee. And let's just go out and say it. Obafemi's retaining over Dragon Lee. It'd be stupid if Dragon Lee beat Obafemi for the title. Especially when Dragon Lee's on the main. He's been on the main roster. And Obafemi's been a beast. And they should not have this beast of a man lose to Dragon Lee. Who already got one.
Yeah, no.
He's already on the main roster. He's already on the main roster. Like,
why would you make him
Dragon
lose?
Dragon Lee gains nothing. Yeah, right. Like, Dragon Lee gains nothing by beating this guy.
Yeah,
but this guy gains all. This guy gains a lot of credibility by beating a big star in Dragon Lee. Then we got a six-person mixed tag team match. We got the family, the tag team champions, Tony D'Angelo and Channing Stacks Lorenzo. And Adriana Rizzo taking on OTM, Lucian Price, Bronco Nima, and Jada Parker. Scripts being in their corner.
I'm going with OTM.
Yes, I'm going with OTM too. The titles ain't on the line. Jada Parker, I think they want to do something with her. She's got attitude, man. She's got sass. I love it. And her stuff in the ring, you can tell she's getting the basics down. But I think Jada Parker, they got something with her. We just got to give her some time. Same thing with Bronco and Lucian. Like, we just got to give these guys some time, but they got something. Hey, we all had to give Tony D'Angelo and Stack some time too, and look at them. They really work really well, and I think Stacks is better than Tony D'Angelo, though. Be honest with you, in the ring, I think Stacks is a little wrestling machine, actually. And Adriana Rizzo, I haven't seen her wrestle before, but if that suicide dive, that clean suicide dive, is anything, is a prelude to anything we could possibly see from this chick, and she's athletic as the day is long in that ring, I don't know, man. We could have a nice little fun, surprising six-person tag match on Sunday. But I got OTM winning because the belts ain't on the line. You can get them a quick win here, and that sets them up to challenge for the tag team championships next. So, yeah, OTM. Then we have a no disqualification match: Joe Gacy versus Dijak.
I'm gonna take Dijak just cause.
Fuck it, Dijak's winning. Look. Here's the thing, right? And here's why I think so. Unless Dijak's getting called up at the WrestleMania, which could happen, maybe, I don't know. But if Dijak isn't getting called up anytime soon, which he should be, the clock is ticking. Dijak's almost 40. All right? You can't have this motherfucker in NXT for much longer. You can't have him in NXT much longer. But if you can give him a tag, not a tag title, but another title shot against Dragunov, I think that's something that you can do. But in order to do that, he has to win matches. So Dijak, I just think Dijak's winning. Gacy, with his character being all over the place and not being necessarily serious, can eat a loss here, and I don't think it'll bother him.
Yeah.
Unless Trey Bearhill or fucking what's his name? Blanking on his name. I was just listening to his theme song earlier. Eddie Thorpe popped back up or some shit, but I don't know.
I don't want that. They shouldn't do that. It's ended.
Yeah, they shouldn't do that, but I'm just saying. Keep it going. Because they did do that segment a couple weeks ago with him making fun of the Heritage show. That's why I brought that up.
Okay.
I agree with you. That's like taking 10 steps forward and then taking a whole 20 back if you do that again. So.
Yeah.
But I got Dijak winning, though. I got Dijak winning. But if Gaethje won, I would not be surprised. I'm just letting that be known right now. Then we got the main event, Ilya Dragunov defending the NXT championship against Trick Williams. Man, it would be crazy if they gave the NXT title to Trick Williams. It really would. I would love it. I know the streets would love it. All of us here in South Carolina would love it if he won the title, but I don't think it's in the cards, especially with Stand and Deliver around the corner. I think they want to give Dragunov a marquee matchup with somebody that he can go to war with. And while Trick Williams is getting better and better, he ain't that guy. He's not that guy that's going to give up a WrestleMania weekend masterclass match to Dragunov. So for that, and plus what they're going with the Carmelo Hayes and Trick Williams storyline, I just don't think that it's in the cards for Carmelo or for Trick Williams to win the belt on Sunday. Yeah, they're dragging off right. Reigns.
Yeah, I think so too, for sure.
Yeah. I think Carmelo Hayes is going to fuck up the match somehow, some way, whether yep. it's on purpose or not. Something's going to happen with Hayes, and he's yep. going to indirectly or directly cost fucking Trick Williams the match.
Yep.
And that's the way you should do it. That's the way you should do it.
Yep, I agree. I totally agree. Yeah. Well, that's NXT Vengeance Day, right?
Yeah. NXT Vengeance Day.
Nice.
This Sunday should be nice. 6-match card. Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited for it. And like I said, I can't watch it live, but I can listen to it, I guess.
Yeah, it's going to be nice. It'll be nice.
But
people, that just about wraps up everything I'd say. Hope you guys enjoy Dynamite tonight. Not too sure what the card is on it, quite frankly. I'll be blunt with you. Like we said, we shoot it straight. I don't give a shit.
I can pull that up for you real quick.
Go ahead. Before we close out. Yeah.
We have it right here. Come on, load up. Load up, motherfucker. All right. We got Chris Jericho versus Kyle Fletcher, which that does have my interest, but...
Wait, you said Chris Jericho and Kyle Fletcher? Chris Jericho's going to beat him. Come on, bro.
He is going to beat him, but I just want to see Kyle Fletcher fuck him up.
You know
Kyle Fletcher's good for that, but...
Oh yeah, I know that's why I'm a fan of him.
I don't want to see an old Chris Jericho beating this young guy over and over again, though.
That's the part that gets me tight. Yeah.
Taya Valkyrie versus Deonna Purrazzo. That should be good. That should be good. Adam Hangman Page versus Tony Leona. It's a Dillard's choice. They're doing a thing where Swerve and Hangman get to pick each other's opponents.
So who's he fighting?
Hangman is fighting Toa Leona, big Samoan guy or Tonga guy from the embassy.
Okay, cool.
The Swerve is fighting somebody we don't know yet. So
for real?
Yeah. That could be anybody. And then Jeff Hardy's fighting John Moxley. Which it looks like they're doing a storyline where Jeff Hardy is slowly descending into madness. Like, he's becoming more and more upset on TV. So, him losing the Moxley actually makes sense to me, so... I don't know. This Dynamite card is not bad. A lot of the stuff on the show actually makes sense. And they're doing like we want. They're having matches, but these matches are meaning something. Especially since they're going back to doing the ranking shit. Deonna Purrazzo stopped waltzing in and getting a world title match. She's racking up wins to get it.
Right.
But Swerve and Hangman are racking up wins to challenge Samoa Joe. Adam Copeland is racking up wins to see Christian again too. So
right.
I like that.
Yeah.
So yeah. I got no complaints, but that Kyle Fletcher Jericho match kind of intrigues me, even though I know the outcome.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, right, that's it, people.
Not too bad for Dynamite, so I hope you guys enjoy that. And yeah, enjoy the rest of your week. I'm gonna enjoy the rest of my day off. Take that time to recuperate, let that body heal up. Cause yeah, your boy's back at it the rest of the fucking week. No stop, no let up.
He back at it like a crack addict.
Yeah, bad. Crazy. but yeah, people, hope you guys enjoy the show. We appreciate y'all for always tuning in and supporting your boys. Much love to you guys all. And yep. Yeah, enjoy the week. Survive, get through the week, and hope you guys have a great Wednesday. And make sure your life's too sweet.
Too sweet. Catch you guys later.
Yes, sir.